time, and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been housed in the vacant Haneville Road Elementary School building since the fire. Montgomery Public School leaders have not released a plan or timeline for a future home for the school. Montgomery's first charter school will open its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. And a deadline has passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone, sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today. Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino. Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 11. Man, I got a lot of stuff. All right, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. We have not covered enough news today, Dave. We'll get to it. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. We'll be here for another 53 minutes or so. Dan Morris, probably warming up the pipes as we speak. You know, there's things you do before you come on the air, Dave. You got to get limber. You got to stretch your hammies. You got to
drink some hot water with lemon.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
I am drinking tea. It's a Mick Jagger thing.
You've got to take care. And I'm sure Dan Morris and Joey Clark are doing exactly that right now, sitting up tall, stretching the old diaphragm, maybe doing some hammy stretches and all that kind of stuff, because they know that you're going to tune into this broadcast and you're going to hear stories like this. Now, you as listeners have to get ready, too. You can't just count on us to bang it through your head. You got to be prepared to listen, active listening.
Active.
Are you ready to active listen to this story?
I am.
I'm going to shock you. Epstein prison guards, quote, not cooperating with DOJ probe.
Baron, I'm shocked.
Are you shocked?
Shocked.
Employees at the Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center, where convicted pedophile Jeff Epstein reportedly took his own life last week, are not cooperating with the Justice Department investigators, according to Fox News. Two senior DOJ officials sent by Attorney General William Barr have been on site at MCC while agency's inspector general investigates the situation. According to a senior DOJ official, Barr said that serious irregularities had been uncovered. Wonder why they're not cooperating, Dave.
Well, I mean, frankly, they don't have to, do they?
No, you have a Fifth Amendment right to remain silent.
What are they members of the PBA union out there?
No, I don't know.
Or are they a separate one? Because you know
this is federal, not state.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know whether federal people are involved in state unions.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The feds may have their own union, the Federal Corrections Officer.
Right.
But you know what? I doubt it. And here's why I doubt it. You can knock unions for a lot of things. Shortcutting and skipping things like that are not among the things you're going to see them doing on a regular basis.
But what I was going to say is just that I know that the police union, especially in big cities, they like go to the mat for their people. You know, if anything happens, basically.
Yeah.
You know, they say, you know, they basically, like, before there's a chance for anybody to question them, you know, there's a PBA rep there ready for them to, you know, to basically to step in and be like, you don't have the right to talk to us about this, this, and that. I mean, maybe we shouldn't speculate. That's just the first thing that I thought of. You know, the second thing is, I mean, but again, why would they cooperate?
I don't know. Say they're not cooperating. They violated their own protocols. That's indisputable. This, according to Epstein's attorneys, Martin Weinberg and Reed Weingarten. What? Weingarten? Does that mean Weingarten in German?
I don't know.
Weingarten?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because beer garden's a beer garden, like a place you sit and drink beer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Weingarten be a place you sit and drink wine?
I don't know.
And Michael Miller. The defense team fully intends to conduct its own independent and complete investigation of the circumstances and cause of Mr. Epstein's death, including, if necessary, legal action to view the pivotal videos, if they exist as they should, of the area proximate to Mr. Epstein's cell during the time period leading to his death. We're not satisfied with the conclusions of the medical examiner, they said. We will have a more complete response in coming days. You know why I think they're doing this?
Why is that?
Who do you think is paying Epstein's legal bills today?
The Wexler cat? The guy they stole the 50 M's from?
Well, he wasn't married.
Right.
He didn't have kids. His parents are dead.
Right.
Maybe his brother.
I mean, who's his estate, right?
Yeah, but I mean, in other words, who's in charge of his estate?
Them.
Probably.
Yeah.
And so what are they doing while they're doing this investigation?
Racking up fees.
$800 an hour. And who's going to overlook look over the bills and say, that's too much, we're not paying it? See what I'm saying?
Themselves.
That's why they have three people, Martin Weinberg, Reed Weingarten, and Michael Miller, disputing the... And what it's doing... And they can do this legitimately with a straight face because the whole country thinks this guy was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do this whole, we dispute it. We're going to do our own investigation. They're going to take three attorneys working 12 hours a day for the next 200 days to get this done. They're going to make millions on this debt. I mean, he's basically has unlimited funds, and he's dead.
Right. We're going to milk this one for all it's worth.
I wouldn't be satisfied with the conclusions of the medical examiner either, and I, too, would have a more complete response in the coming days, and I guarantee you it would muddy the waters and require more of my time to get to get fixed. You know, I don't think we know where his girlfriend is. Ghislaine Maxwell. I think she's been missing.
Well, but they said that, like, she was spotted in Boston, like, reading some book about the CIA last week.
So? You know, what do you do
very,
when you're...
Very on brand.
What do you do when you're on the run?
Huh? When I'm not on the run, even. Read books about the CIA.
I don't know. Her dad was Mossad. She ought to know something about the CIA. Prison guards not cooperating with the DOJ probe. Again, this goes back to my theory of what happened. I don't think anybody actually went in the cell and broke his neck and killed him or broke his hyoid bone.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand in the audience if you knew of the existence of the hyoid bone prior to Epstein's death. My hand is not in the air.
Dabes is.
Dabes is in the air. Mine is firmly planted on the board, not raised. My guess is most of yours are not raised. The hyoid bone. Broken. Apparently, you know what was funny listening to the news? First, the hyoid bone usually doesn't break in the event of suicide, but it happens. And then, you know, the hyoid bone, it can break, but it's very unusual.
Right.
And then the next day, the hyoid bone almost never breaks in a suicide. And then finally, one guy was like, I've never heard of it breaking in a suicide. It's literally never happened outside of strangulation. Yet, I still contend that he committed suicide. He was just given the opportunity to do so. I think he took the...
That's the most likely take, yeah. I mean, the most likely happening, not the most likely
He was
take.
Told, you need to make this happen.
Yeah.
And he probably tried. I mean, there's not a lot of... I looked at it. They have a diagram of his prison cell in here. There ain't a whole lot of places you can try to kill yourself. He probably tried 3 or 4 times. That was probably what the screaming and wailing was down there.
I tried to hit my head really hard on this corner, and I'm not even dead.
Didn't even break the skin, but I'm going to have a goose egg in my casket. I don't know. Goose eggs last past the casket? Or does that go to him?
I don't know.
But, I mean, you look at this thing. He probably did break his hyoid bone trying to find a place. It probably said, Jeff, you got like a day, and then we're going to start killing people close to you. And we're going to come in there and murder you. And we're going to, like, peel your skin off you while you're alive. So you might as well go ahead and get it done today. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. The irony is they're saying this guy was on suicide watch or even in that facility that where he was located. They brought in a bunk bed and sheets. And any type of suicide watch or anybody that has a possibility of that loose sheets and bunk beds are usually not the two things that you would want.
He's not on suicide watch. He was taken off suicide watch.
Yeah, right. He was off suicide watch.
Yeah, he's Epstein. He's Jeff Epstein. He's not on suicide watch.
Right. And then he said the girl, the Maxwell, she was in an In-N-Out burger in California.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a picture of her reading that book about the CIA.
California.
But someone said that could be a fake. It was fake.
Hey, let me tell you, speaking of a fake, have you seen some of this deep fake stuff? You realize people are going to go to prison on this deep fake stuff? 100%.
Oh, yeah. You could make someone look like they murdered somebody.
Just with simple Photoshop, you can have a picture of somebody where they're not. Everybody knows that, right? Mm-hmm. You can Photoshop me into a picture of Dave's family photos, mm-hmm. right? You know, Dave's Easter photos at Dave's dad's house on the goat farm, and there's Baron Coleman, you know, in the background laughing and cutting up with the family. You can Photoshop that. Everyone knows you can do that. These deepfake videos are terrifying. These deepfake videos are terrifying. And deepfake audio, Dave, your audio and my audio, there's enough audio of us.
Oh, gosh, yeah. They could have us saying anything.
They can have us saying anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have AI that'll put together full sentences based on certain words you say. But the other thing, the lady is also a British subject, so she is not she's not an American.
So who? Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but she's here.
Yeah, she's
Trust
here.
Trust me. I don't think she wants to go anywhere else.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is just extremely fishy. And of course, like you said, the guards not even, you know, helping out here, and they were asleep, and the cameras didn't work, and a lot. It's in New York, home of the Clintons, and I mean, you know, who knows? Like you said, they put pressure on them, said, yeah, we're going to start taking out any of your family members, which I don't even know if that guy had any. He'd be a perfect person. I don't think he really had much of a family.
That's correct. That's what I mean. He is the perfect intelligence asset. No wife, yeah. No kids, no parents. A weird brother. Have you ever looked into his brother? Was it you who called me about the brother? One of our callers called about Mark Epstein. I started looking at him. He's intelligence too. You guys realize that, right? They got him both.
Right.
This guy's going, oh, Jeff, dang it. Now I got to kill myself too.
Yeah. Gosh, it's crazy. But yeah, that she's a British subject. Of course, and we're talking about the same woman that started, you know, Victoria's Secrets and all this kind of stuff. It gets really bizarre. And you know, people starting to put together all this stuff. You know, they've been yelling and screaming about the pedophile rings and all this stuff. Y'all have talked about it, but, you know, it was all, oh, yeah, it's just conspiracy theorists. Now it's like, well, I think everybody at this point is a conspiracy theorist because nothing makes sense.
Yeah, you know who's in possession of his body right now?
Who is that?
Mark Epstein, his brother.
Mm. Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, they did freak out. His perv island, they lowered the flags at half staff, and all the people on the island flipped out about that.
Have you seen the? And I got to run after this because we're late for a break,
sure.
And we got other people on hold. But have you seen the drone footage of the FBI raid of Pedophile Island? There's a guy who's been operating a drone from the Virgin Islands next door, mm-hmm. and he flies it over Pedophile Island every day for hours, and mm-hmm. he puts it on YouTube. He was flying over the island when the FBI came up and raided it. He had the camera pointed and was window level looking in the windows while they were going around and grabbing stuff. He was going up in that little weird blue temple and looking in those windows.
Temple.
There were mattresses and things in there. It was nuts. I mean, this is wild. I mean, it's just...
They started today real quick, Baron. They just started disassembling. As soon as he died,
mm-hmm.
they started disassembling that temple.
Duh.
I mean, there's people in there moving stuff around quick.
Yeah.
Eyes wide shut. That's what it's all about. They tell us what's going on sometimes in their movies, but this is exactly what was going on.
Yeah, there's a great article on Your Tango that says Jeffrey Epstein's brother Mark Epstein is almost as mysterious and mysteriously wealthy as his late pedophile brother. And apparently they go into his childhood nickname was Puggy. He flew on his brother's jet with Donald Trump. He has various businesses, all of which look like total fronts. He was also accused of financial mismanagement. He'd
be a good guy to wash your money for you if you're the CIA.
Uh huh. He's got Les Wexner connections. It's just the whole family's Mossad. Anyway, 20 minutes after 11, I got to run. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. You know what we ought to do, Dave?
What's that?
Nah, I'm not doing it. I was going to keep pressing on and try to do it in three segments today instead of four during 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it.
No,
I'm not going to do it. Jeff Epstein was not a solitary man. He was not a solitary man. Let's see how I did that.
Oh, I got you.
You got it? You figured it out?
Yeah.
He had his brother to help him. He had his intelligence agencies to help him. He had Ghislaine Maxwell to help him. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here on a daily basis till noon.
Love me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, but that too.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capitol Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The second best Beatle, Dave.
True.
Where does Paul go? 3 or 4?
5.
Who's 4? The roadie?
Stuart Sutcliffe. The dude they threw out of the band.
Riley Manning painting. Number 1. Not number 3 or 4. Not the second best painter. The best painting contractor in the history of the state of Alabama, the city of Montgomery, the river region. That's Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. RileyManningPainting.com. They didn't even have an internet when he started the painting business.
Nope.
The internet wasn't even a twinkle in somebody's eye. Boy, has he adapted to the times. He's got a big old fancy website, RileyManningPainting.com. He's also got a cell phone. There was no such thing as a cell phone. But when you call now, you can get his cell phone, 799-1284. 799-1284, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. He's got that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. He is the man with a plan. He's the painter, the stainer, the entertainer, all-around doggone good guy. And I'm telling you what, when you deal with Riley Manning, you know you're dealing with the best. You know you're dealing with a salt-of-the-earth guy who's, when you see his smile, you'll know you can trust him. I promise you. That's all it takes. Just let the man smile at you one time, and I promise you, you'll fall in love with him. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you, 26 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who's this?
Hey,
hey, buddy.
Hey, I think I can, just going by your take, and I really hadn't dug into this volunteer guard, but just by your take about what listening to you, I mean, it's easy to see that it's hard to pay a driver, you know what I mean, the gate man, the doorman, and a guard, and they just went straight to the guard. I mean, the one that is in trouble, that was asleep, he volunteered. He actually, you know what I mean, come out of the office and volunteered for this job. And the only thing I ain't know if you put together is the same guard, was he there at the time that he got strangled the first time? When I think that's when, you know,
I don't know. I've not heard.
It's a good question.
A great question.
And was that guard the same one that took him off suicide watch? You know,
no, it wouldn't be. A guard isn't going to take you off suicide watch.
Okay. But he was in the office too now. See what I mean? He got split on both sides.
That's so true. There was an administrative guy on. You're right. I don't know, Randy. You're asking some really good questions that I have not heard anyone else asking.
I didn't know if you done dug yet. I guess if I have a chance, I'm going to look into that then.
Let me know. Bro. Yeah, thanks. That's why we have basically our audience. They're all reporters.
Exactly.
They're all reporters.
Man, that is a really good question. Was it the same guard?
It's a highly rated program.
Very good question.
I'm looking at some numbers.
And they're just so big, he can barely even contemplate them.
I mean, this is a really highly rated program, Dave. I'm looking at the numbers as we speak. Ratings came back recently.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at them, I just see nothing. I mean, these are huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Anyway, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. All right. I didn't know this was a crime. Man accused of placing fake Subway rice cooker bombs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was a crime. Well, how's that reading the code? Thou shalt not place fake rice cooker bombeth in Subways. He's from West Virginia. He apparently has problems. This is not the first time he's been.
Well, like, you could get arrested for brandishing a BB gun at a school, right?
You probably could get arrested for brandishing a fake gun at a school.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's like,
I mean, but basically, he did that to, like, have people think it was bombs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure they could get him a nuisance or, you know.
But he was charged with making a false bomb and placing a false bomb.
Well.
Those are very specific code sections.
Then apparently that's in the code.
Like, I wonder if Alabama has a brandishing a fake gun.
Right.
Like, if I bite into a cracker and I kind of make it, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you bite into a Tostito and it'll look like a
right.
gun. If I do that...
Remember there was a kid that got suspended for that?
Yeah, he bit into a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. He said, pow, pow, and they suspended him.
Zero tolerance, Dave. Zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Every time I bite into a Tostito, every single time, those big square, the big triangle chips, mm-hmm. you know, with the round top?
Looks like a gun?
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
They do. When you bite off the end, it looks like Minnesota.
Makes sense.
Or Wisconsin, one of them. Whatever one's up there. He was also charged as a fugitive, though we're not sure why. But anyway, apparently that's a crime. So there goes my plans this weekend. I mean, no more fake guns. I mean, fake bombs. Let's go back to Epstein for just a second. I don't know how that story ended up out of order. CIA officer and whistleblower Kevin Shipp. Have you ever looked at his stuff on YouTube? Kevin Shipp. S-H-I-P-P. He's pretty critical of the agency.
Oh, yeah?
This guy was a businessman in Zaire. He left the agency. And he turned into a CIA whistleblower, talking about all the nefarious things they've done around the world. And he's now saying the Russian hoax, the attempted coup of President Donald Trump, and the sex trafficking case against Jeff Epstein are all linked
all
together.
Related.
I told you guys when this happened. Now, I hadn't heard from Kevin Shipp yet. But I'm just telling you how the Grand Mufti operates. When I heard of the Epstein thing, I said it's all connected. Bringing down Jeff Epstein is part of him cleaning up government and turning it back over to people. It's part of him prosecuting the people who went after him during the campaign and then afterwards. Shipp explains the FBI has completely raided his vault and they have some pretty damning material. I don't know why it took so long, but they've raided Epstein's island. This is Kevin Shipp explaining. So there's a lot of damning information the FBI now has on certain people. At the top of the list, and the one who flew the most, was Bill Clinton. Then he lied about it. They are intertwined in that regard. And with the Clinton Foundation that we know is a fraud, it's known around the world, and you've got these two intersections with Bill and Hillary Clinton. He goes on to say, of course Hillary Clinton is tied to the dossier in an attempt to get rid of Donald Trump. So these webs interlocked with each other and these people interlock with each other. Welcome to the global elite. Welcome to human trafficking.
These things are connected. And with Epstein dead, there are a lot of prominent people breathing a sigh of relief for now. Is Barr aggressive enough? He says he's going to pursue the case anyway. He's going to call in the people who people seen on the CDs and videos and photographs. Is he going to do that? That remains to be seen. You know who has the most to lose in this investigation? Not Bill Clinton. He's an old, nearly senile old man. Not Hillary Clinton. She's never running for office again. Not any of the other people, frankly, in the CDs or photographs. You know who has the most to lose in this entire investigation?
Who's that?
Bill Barr.
Mm.
Bill Barr has kids that go to school. He's got a wife. He's got a family, probably siblings. These people will do anything to keep this global elite human trafficking ring a secret. They love what they're doing. They'll do anything. This is why they have dirt on people, is to control people. They get information on people to control them. Bill Barr has the most to lose from this. That's why James Comey's daughter's on the case up in the Southern District of New York. The insiders have people everywhere. Have people ever? If you ever get a chance to look up Kevin Shipp, do. I don't know that I believe everything he says, but he's got some interesting stuff that he says. 33 minutes after 11 o'clock, more Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. I got a clip I'm going to play, I think. Oh, I hate clips. I might play a clip. If not, I'll describe it.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome in, 38 minutes after 11. My man over at Heirloom Jewelers, his name's Troop Booth. He is as educated and as smart and funny and engaging as anybody you'd ever meet. And he just wants to help you out with your jewelry, man. Either taking it off your hands if you got too much that you don't wear and want to put a little money in your pocket. Maybe you want to send a kid to college or pay down some debt or whatever, and or you got a big tax liability that hits. That sometimes hits in the middle of the spring. Doesn't matter what it is. You want to pay down some Christmas. You want to get ready for Christmas. You got to pay down some of that summer vacation you did. Man, you can take jewelry to Troop Booth, and he'll let you walk out with a check, cashola. Take it right to the bank. Money's yours. You can do that, or you can walk in there, and he's got an amazing jewelry selection. And the prices will just jump off the sticker and just... You know, your eyes will bug out. You can't believe that these are the prices. And the reason is because he doesn't have a lot of overhead. He doesn't have the sales managers and the general managers and the salespeople and all that. So he's not paying commissions to all these different people. He's just offering you the best jewelry at the best price. Troop Booth Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the old Sonic, right across from where the old Bruno's was. There's a Do-Re-Mi karaoke right there, other side of Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there. You can buy, sell, or trade. Don't go on Monday, though. He's not open on Monday. Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, 9 to noon on Saturday. 21 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I've been monitoring corn prices.
Right.
And I knew the God Emperor was going to do something to help us out. I knew it.
Well, yeah.
Corn industry not amused. Okay. Corn industry is looking forward to these elevated prices. They love elevated prices.
Of course they do.
If you're in an industry, you want your product to sell as high for a high a price as possible.
As high a price as you can, as the market will bear?
Yeah. You want to sell as much for as much as you can, mm-hmm. as many units at as high a price as you can. When you're buying that product from somebody, you want to buy as many units at the lowest price you can. Trump administration looks out, sees the problem that the Coleman administration has seen on these airwaves for quite some time, which is that the excess rain in the Midwest has really hurt corn production, and it's really, really, really going to cause an increase in prices. And they've tried to thread the needle between corn ethanol and the oil refining industries. Because federal policy requires a certain volume of biofuels, i.e. corn, to be blended into the nation's fuel mix. So we do what every good society does, right? We grow food and then burn it as a Holocaust offering to God.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what we're doing. only in this case, God is not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in heaven. God is Gaia, the earth. We have to appease the earth so she'll stop heating up. So we have to burn our food right in front of her. When you think of it that way, we're doing no different than every other superstitious religion in history has ever done. The Indians used to do this. They burn up some fat off of a buffalo.
Right.
People used to throw virgins into volcanoes. Now mm-hmm. we're just lighting our corn on fire.
Well.
Please don't get too hot, Earth. We'll burn our corn for you. We're not going to eat it all and get rotund and fat. We will burn a portion of it. While children starve to death all over the world, we will burn our corn that we've grown.
Well, can't you just use actual fuel? I mean, I got this mineral that I put in the earth for you guys. It's all over the place. It's called oil, coal, natural gas. Can't you just burn it?
No, 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 Your Highness, Your Lordness. We will burn our food. We will burn our food, God. We will burn our food for you.
I've never really asked you to burn food for me. You know, not in a couple thousand years.
No, God, we will burn our food. We will take our corn, we will light it on fire so that you will stop heating up the earth.
Federal policy requires a certain volume of corn, biofuel, to be blended into the nation's fuel mix. The EPA decides the exact levels every year.
Right.
And what they're trying to do is keep corn producers, I mean, who are the four biggest industries that impact Washington, D.C. policy? Agriculture, oil, pharmaceuticals, and war. If you can keep those four happy, you'll stay in office for the rest of eternity. Well, how you keep oil and agriculture happy is you let agriculture sell some of their stuff as fuel, and you tell the oil people we'll offset you with some tax credits or something because we know it tears up your machinery and your equipment and your refineries. And well, some of the smaller refineries out there don't want to do ethanol at all. It's terribly expensive to buy it. And it messes up all the equipment. And so they can apply to the federal government to say, we don't want to have to include this blend. And you can see these fuels that don't have ethanol in them from these smaller refineries available at different places. The Z-Tech down on Ann Street used to not have ethanol. I don't know if they do or not. But they have a pump that has no ethanol. So you thread the needle by trying to keep both of them happy. Throw in a few missiles and some vaccinations and pills, and man, you got yourself a political career. But under the Trump administration, and more specifically under Scott Pruitt, the former administrator of EPA, they started cranking up the number of waivers. These smaller refineries would apply and say, do we have to do corn this year, God, government God? Do we have to do corn in our stuff this year, or can we just burn fossil fuels? And more of these refineries, as they started realizing the Trump administration was granting the waivers, more and more of them were coming on board. This year, and it doesn't seem like a big number, but it's a massive number, 37 refineries applied. There's not that many refineries out there. It's not like there's thousands of them. 37 of them, a huge percentage, applied for waivers, and 31 of them were granted waivers, which is going to reduce the demand of corn. And as demand goes down, price goes down.
That's interesting. And there's a political angle to this that most people wouldn't see, and that is that there's no Republican primary this year for president.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what keeps corn, you know what keeps all this going?
Iowa primary.
Yeah, it's Iowa caucus.
Yeah.
Because if it's number one and you gotta court Iowa, then you can't be against these ethanol standards and, you know, putting corn in there and all that. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what they've always said, that's like, you know, that's the number one thing that keeps that, and Grassley, of course.
Grassley's very strong. But that's the way supply and demand works. Demand is going to be as high as it always is because people need corn. Corn in everything. Corn's in almost every product.
Yeah, it is.
Corn sugar, corn chips, corn. You know, corn's in everything. You feed livestock corn, and then you eat the livestock. Like 90-95% of all supermarket products require corn in some capacity. Corn is king in the United States. So it's a huge percentage. Now, we're not just talking about just like getting an ear of corn and put it on the grill. I'm talking like corn is in everything. Corn dust. So you have this demand that's basically insatiable for corn. So supply is going to dictate the price. Well, supply was down this year because we weren't able to plant as much corn because it was too rainy. It was too wet. The fields were too soppy. They had to plant late. They're going to have lower yields. So supply is going to be down. Demand stays high. That means price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you attack price? You can either try to reduce demand, which is nearly impossible. Corn's embedded in everything. Or like Trump, you just increase the supply because you just took corn that would have been taken offline and burned as a Holocaust offering to Mother Earth in our biofuels, our ethanol. You just took it out of that situation and left it available to be fed into livestock and other things that will benefit humanity. It's a total waste burning it in your tank. It's the dumbest, stupidest thing we've ever come across. And one day, if there's ever truly a food shortage in this country, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. While people are starving to death, if you go back to Great Depression levels of starvation, where people actually were starving to death, it's hard to starve to death in the United States right now. But it could happen. If the world gets off the dollar, we'll all starve to death. It'll be a race to the bottom. You'll wish we were like Argentina at that point, or Venezuela. You'll wish we had enough trash in our trash cans to feed a few people. So, just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as you go out there and drive. BathInnovations.com, generous sponsors of our phone system. They're also general contractors who specialize in bathrooms. They innovate baths. BathInnovations.com, BathInnovations.com. Bath Innovations of Alabama is so remarkable, in fact, that other people, they just give up. Like, if they're bidding against Bath Innovations, they know they can't compete on price. And they know they're not going to do as good a job. So once you get Bath Innovations involved, pretty much everybody else is like, I'll just let Bath Innovations handle it. We know where you're going with them anyway. So save yourself the hassle and just use Bath Innovations. They're going to take it down to the studs. They're going to inspect for water and insect damage and every other kind of damage. They're going to repair anything that needs to be repaired. And then they're going to come in and put in, whether it's a custom tile job or some granite or marble or quartz or acrylic or whatever is your cup of tea. They're going to come in there, and your house is going to be looking so good. Your bathroom's going to look so good, you're not going to want to leave it. You're going to want to work from home doing those Skype videos from the jacuzzi tub. Don't do that. It's a little creepy. But you'll want to. You'll want to. So go by Bath Innovations when you get a chance. They're on East Boulevard across from Home Depot. BathInnovations.com,
7127 get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $399. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. I got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here in the studio with you. Asia on the radio here from Steely Dan. Did they make that name up?
Had to have, right?
AJA. I know someone named Asia.
But isn't it AJA or is it ASIA?
Her name is AJA.
Is she younger than the song?
By 1 year.
Yeah, so.
And her dad's a professional musician. So he obviously is a big fan of other professional musicians. Yeah, I think she was... What year did this come out?
Well, like 74?
Yeah, so
like
she that. Might be 2 years younger than the song. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com. Get in touch with my man Spencer Mann over there. And I'm telling you, you got, maybe 10 days left, 11 days? How many days are left in August?
Mm-hmm.
To take advantage of that $200 off the whole home wash. Auburn House Wash will take care of your entire place outside, not inside. They're not washing the inside. They got a proprietary low-pressure system. It's very easy on the tile on the roof. It's very easy on the shingles. It's very easy on the trim work and the paint around the house and the brickwork and the mortar, any kind of historic stuff. We used Auburn House Wash in the very historic Mark's house there in Pike Road. Just a beautiful, beautiful job. I mean, the Mark's house gleams for miles away now. It's just bright white as you've ever seen it. We thought for years we might need to repaint it. What we realized is we just needed to wash it. We should get it cleaned up. I mean, there's a time to repaint. There's a time to wash.
It's brighter than Carl could have ever imagined.
Carl never imagined whiteness like this. Carl would have been a white nationalist if he'd have seen whiteness. get by Auburn House Wash. The Facebook page, the website, auburnhousewash.com, or call them 826-WASH. 826-WASH. Did you see Bernie the other day saying they're going to war with white nationalists?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Is that the same as, was it Tim Ryan that said he would nuke they would use nukes on people that wouldn't give up their guns? One of the guys said that.
Oh, yeah. That's a tactical use of nuclear weapons. How do you nuke me and not my neighbor? these people are scary. Going to war with white nationalists. I have several questions. What is a white nationalist?
Mm-hmm.
Who defines white nationalism? And does that definition ever change? Because, mm-hmm. like, the term racist has changed, like, 30 times.
Right.
Racist used to believe, used to mean you thought you were a master race, and other people of other races were, like, subhuman. Mm-hmm. That used to be racism, or at least not as good as your race. Now racism is like, you kind of disagree with me on public policy positions dealing with things like voter ID and food stamps. Racist.
That's racist.
What? What? Or like, I disagree with your religion. Oh, you must be a racist. Wait, what? Huh?
Wait, huh?
I didn't know race and religion were immutable characteristics tied to one another. I said I was going to play a clip, and I never did. Should I do it? I hate to do it this late.
I was going to say, it's late. We don't have much time left.
I'm going to play it, I think. Let me see if I can pull it up in time.
Okay.
I'm going to play it because, for a couple reasons. I'm going to cut it way back, though. I'm going to cut it to about 20 or 30 seconds. I'm right about this whole thing. You remember the Professor Joseph Mifsud?
Yeah, old Mifsud.
Though I called him Malthusian, but he turns out he's a Maltesian, or Maltese. Maria Bartiromo had John Solomon, who is, without a doubt, required reading for Russian interference in the election. John Solomon is a PhD course in what the hell happened during the 2016 election and the attempted coup on Donald J. Trump afterwards that is continuing to this very day. He is a requirement, a case prerequisite, a course prerequisite in being able to entertain a decently intelligent conversation on what happened with Russia. Here is what he said happened to Joseph Mifsud. It goes quickly. Pay close attention.
Well, I interviewed Mr. Mifsud's lawyer the other day, Stefan Rowe, and he told me, and he also provided some deposition evidence to both Congress and myself, that his client was being directed, had long worked with Western intelligence, and he was being directed specifically, he was asked to connect George Papadopoulos to Russia, meaning it was an operation, some form of an intelligence operation.
That's the most terrifying thing I've heard in weeks. Go back and listen to it carefully. John Solomon interviews Joseph Mifsud's lawyers. I mean, not Joseph. Joseph Mifsud's lawyers. And the lawyers are saying this was an intelligence operation run by Western intelligence. And I think it's key that he's not saying CIA or FBI. Mm-hmm. Because I think it was out of Britain. Because I think Napolitano was right all along. I think Napolitano was right from the very beginning when he said this was run out of London. But listen carefully to what he says here. He interviewed Mifsud's lawyers. Mifsud's on the run, by the way. No one knows where he is. But John Solomon, required reading, PhD-level material for this, interviews Mifsud's lawyers who say this is an intelligence operation. It was set up from the beginning to try to connect Trump to Russia.
Well, I interviewed Mr. Mifsud's lawyer the other day, Stefan Rowe, and he told me, and he also provided some deposition evidence to both Congress and myself, that his client was being directed, had long worked with Western intelligence, and he was being directed specifically, he was asked to connect George Papadopoulos to Russia, meaning it was an operation, some form of an intelligence operation. That was the lawyer's own words for this. If that's the case, that means that the flashpoint that started the whole investigation was, in fact, manufactured from the beginning.
Manufactured from the beginning. The flashpoint that had started the entire investigation was supposedly George Papadopoulos running off at the mouth to somebody saying, you know, Russians have Trump on, have dirt on Hillary Clinton. What Mifsud's lawyers are telling John Solomon is, Western intelligence put him up to that. They're the ones that said to say that. This was a setup from the beginning. Everything you've seen the last 3 years is fake, not true.
Right.
And all of y'all bought it. All y'all on the left and the mainstream all bought it. Dave, what do I say? Give me enough money. Give me control of the media. Give me control of music. Give me control of Hollywood. Give me control of the intelligence agencies. And I will have you questioning whether or not the world is flat or round. I will have your kids convinced it's flat.